This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Standing committee meeting of the Hal Nepal faction of Nepal Communist Party decides to implement Supreme Court's verdict to restore CPN, UML and Maoist Center. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses on the need to make states' bodies more creative in achieving women's rights and ending violence against women. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says industrial development is government's top priority. And the United Nations calls for release of trapped protesters in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. The Dahal Nepal faction of the Nepal Communist Party has termed the Supreme Court's verdict to restore the CPN-UML and Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center by scrapping their unification as inappropriate. A meeting of the standing committee members of the faction held yesterday stated that the Supreme Court's verdict was inappropriate and politically guided. Emerging after the meeting, spokesperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha said that the Supreme Court's verdict was politically guided and was beyond the demand of the writ petitioner. He, however, said that her conclusion had been drawn to implement Supreme Court's verdict despite the objection. With this, the two parties, CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center, would come into existence. The 111th International Women's Day was marked in Nepal yesterday with the slogan Security, Respect and Employment, Base for Prosperous Nepal. On the occasion, President Vidyadevi Bhandari called attention of all sides to proceed ahead with special initiatives for building a civilized society with gender equality. Inaugurating a program organized by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens on the occasion of the 111th International Women's Day in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari said the social and cultural inequalities could not be eradicated without establishing economic equality. President Bhandari added that the participation of women in politics and administration had been significantly increased due to the efforts made so far for achieving gender equality. Also speaking at the program, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said that 41% participation of women in various levels and bodies of the government was the laudable achievement of the country in a very short period of time. Prime Minister Oli also said the government of Nepal had brought into implementation the National Strategy and Action Plan to end gender-based violence and gender empowerment to address the issues related to violence against women. Prime Minister Oli also pledged that the government was committed to ensure social justice and equality. Similarly, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Julie Kumari Mahato, said the government would collaborate with national and international organizations for the overall development of women. The minister stressed on the need for empowering women for sustainable economic development of the country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said Nepal can become a prosperous country by promoting domestic products. Inaugurating the Make in Nepal campaign amid a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal would make a remarkable achievement in domestic products as many infrastructures had been constructed and many more were in process of completion for the success of the campaign. The Prime Minister urged the concerned sides to furnish suggestions for formulating appropriate policies to make the Make in Nepal campaign successful, stating that the expansion of industrial sector would increase productivity and create employment. The Prime Minister said the government had prioritized the development of the industrial sector in the country. Prime Minister Oli also urged the industrialists and entrepreneurs to emphasize on the healthy and quality products. Minister for Forest and Environment Prem Bahadur Ali has said that the government would bring special programs to promote private forest in the country. Speaking at a program organized by Family Forest Association Nepal yesterday, Minister Ali said to include a special set stressed on including special programs in the upcoming fiscal year to promote such campaign. He said private forest entrepreneurs would get special benefit from the state. Ali said he would bring the effective policy to use the timber as the state was investing huge amount in importing timber and furniture. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all the concerned sites not to deprive senior citizens lacking identity card from receiving the anti-coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at a press briefing at the Health Ministry yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, urged all to make arrangement to vaccinate the senior citizens, those lacking identity card against the COVID-19, with the recommendation letter from the concerned ward office. The ministry's request came after complaints about senior citizens missing COVID-19 vaccine due to the inability to provide identity card disclosing their age in the vaccination centre. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 89 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has reached 3,011 with the confirmation of one death yesterday. 42 recoveries were also recorded yesterday. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Padma Kumari Arial, has said that the government has formulated strict law to take stringent action against criminals destroying the life of girls and women by attacking them with acid. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal, has said that the Communist Party of Nepal, UML, will move ahead by taking all on board, inaugurating the party office of CPN-UML Morang District Committee yesterday. Minister Dhakal said that his party would lead the government if it won the confidence motion, otherwise would prepare for the new elections. Five companies have been shortlisted for carrying out study required for placing Nepal's own satellite in the orbit. Nepal Telecommunications Authority spokesperson Meen Prasad Arial informed that out of 9 companies that submitted letters of intent for placing the satellite, the authority had selected 5 companies. He added that the selected companies are Euroconsult of France, S3Tel Incorporated Company of Dubai, the Space Partnership International Company of America, the Economics Limited UK, and KPMG Assurances and Consultant Service of India. Nepal Telecommunications Authority cancelled the previous proposals and called for new proposals for drawing up the regulation and safety, trade and operation modality and policy regarding placing the satellite in the orbit. The water drawn from the Melamchi River in Sindhupalchak district has been discharged into the Bagmati River to increase the water level in the Holi River in view of the upcoming Sivaratri festival. The Melamchi Drinking Water Development Board informed that the water diverted from Melamchi through the 26.5-kilometer tunnel to Sundarijal Water Processing Center had been discharged into the Bagmati River. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415 # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The UN has appealed to the military in Myanmar for the safe release of hundreds of protesters believed to be trapped inside an apartment block. Security forces are thought to have cornered the group of about 200 people in a district of Yangon since Monday. The UN Human Rights Office said the group had been protesting peacefully and should be allowed to leave. Mass protests have been seen across Myanmar since the military seized the power on 1st of February. More than 54 people have been killed by security forces in demonstrations so far. The death toll from a series of explosions in Equatorial Guinea on Sunday has risen to 98. Officials said another 615 people were injured, with 299 still in hospital. The blast hit a military base in the country's main city, Bata. The death toll updated after volunteers spent Monday searching the wreckage for bodies is more than triple the initial estimate of 31. Three young children were found alive and taken to the hospital. Equatorial Guinea's president, Obiang Nguema, said almost all buildings and homes in the city suffered huge damage. He says the blast had been caused by the negligence of a unit charged with the care and protection of stores of dynamite and explosions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill areas of province number 1, Bagmati province and Kandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Standing committee meeting of Dahal Nepal faction of Nepal Communist Party decides to implement Supreme Court's verdict to restore CPN, UML and Maoist Center. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses on the need to make states' bodies more creative in achieving women's rights and ending violence against women. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says industrial development is government's top priority. And United Nations calls for release of trapped protesters in Myanmar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.